Hallelujah, good morning, Father. Thank you for your great love that you've lavished upon us to bless this world with the wonderful grace that we have in you, Father God. We thank you. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, brethren. Just one verse this morning. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7.
Since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasures of redemption by His blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of the cascading riches of His grace.
Hallelujah. Since we are now in Christ, one with Christ, we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins according to His grace. And this scripture just troubled me at a time when you just, you know, when you didn't look in the whole context of the chapter, that we've got grace now so we can have peace. And this grace is that God predestined us, our Father predestined us to be in Christ holy and blameless. And so we've got that word grace, the divine influence upon God's heart. So he saw us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And so the whole idea was now to adopt us in Christ. The sufferings and had to happen because that was a dealing with our sins so that we can have the consequent glory. So just thinking of the word redemption, he redeemed us. He redeemed us for the forgiveness of sins so that we can have the grace. So what we just need to see grace has got both pictures. It's got the picture of sin had to be dealt with. Why? So that you could come freely to your God, and then coming to your God and having sweet fellowship with the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit, you can then start waking up to this beautiful love that God has made available for us. So it's just the scripture that speaks about the grace of God that he became poor so that we could become rich. And then also 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin became sin so that we can be the righteousness of God. So grace has got these wonderful two sides that then had to be the total taking away of sin so that we can have the total beauty of having access to God, being part of the family again, and then partaking of the family inheritance, plan, a purpose, God's will for us, bringing about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So it's just so wonderful that we see the full picture. And the full picture now, this is so important, is we are new creations, restored into everything God had in mind for us from the beginning, to now behold everything is new. Not behold the old, we just need to know. That's what we tell people. Your sins has been taken away, so you can now come back home freely. And to be innocent, washed, so that you can start putting on the righteousness that God has got for us, the plans that He's got for us. We're holy and blameless in His sight, now to walk in the goodness that has been made available for us. So that's so beautiful, guys. Wake to righteousness and sin no more. Behold, all is new. It's focusing now on the goodness, and that's what we see every morning, and that is the mercies that stir us up every morning. That is the goodness that comes to us. That is like, it's like we're dressing this morning again to remind ourselves of who we are, so that we can be sober and not fall into any of the lies and the darkness that is out there, because that lies and that darkness is not a part of us. We are there to be the ones that show the light, show the answers for the problem, the light for the darkness, the blessings for the curses, because that's what we get. That's what God stirs us up every morning, and then every minute of the day we walk conscious of who we are, righteous, holy, and blameless in His sight. Amen.
Amen.